Hello, word enthusiasts, and welcome back to Grammar Lab, where we dissect sentences and serve up syntax, all to help you polish your language skills. Think of us as your friendly test tubes and beakers, bubbling away with the chemical reactions of English grammar. Today, we're rolling up our sleeves to explore a topic that's crucial for crisp, clear writing, the distinction between active and passive voice. Hang around to figure out which to use and how to make your sentences pack a punch.
Right, let's dive into today's linguistic concoction. Now, when you hear active and passive, what comes to mind? In grammar, these terms relate to how a sentence is constructed, specifically, where the emphasis is placed. In an active voice sentence, the subject performs the action. For instance, Abby concocted a brilliant podcast episode. I, Abby, am doing the concocting. It's direct, dynamic, and the action stands out.
On the flip side, like a B-side of a vinyl, we've got the passive voice. This time, the subject is the recipient of the action. So our earlier sentence would become, a brilliant podcast episode was concocted by Abby. You see, the focus shifts. It's less about who's doing and more about what's being done.
Active voice is like a runner sprinting towards the finish line, while passive voice is like watching the race from the sidelines. Both have their place. But historically, English speakers favored the active voice. Take Shakespeare. His plays are dripping with action. Juliet drinks the potion, not the potion is drunk by Juliet. Even in early English texts, the active voice was dominant.
However, passive constructions crept into prominence with the development of scientific writing. The compound was heated places the focus on the process rather than the scientist. So usage shifts with context. Now, while active voice is often touted as the be-all and end-all, the passive voice isn't a grammatical gremlin. It's about making the right choice for clarity and style. Let's inject a bit of quiz fun here, shall we?
Absolutely. I'll give a sentence with blank, and you, Abby, will fill in the active or passive voice appropriately. So here we go. The experiment blank by the students.
I would say the experiment was conducted by the students, and that's passive voice.
Correct. Now reverse it to active voice.
The students conducted the experiment. Simple switch, but it changes the focus.
Couldn't agree more. Listeners, sometimes the passive voice is the right tool to diffuse focus from the doer. It's widely used in formal or diplomatic language. Mistakes were made, instead of pointing a finger with "you made a mistake."
But beware, overusing passive voice can lead to vagueness and wordiness. Our goal in Grammar Lab is to give you options, not rules carved in stone. Well, we've reached the end of our grammatical experiment for today. Thanks for tuning in to Grammar Lab. If you enjoyed honing your grammar skills with us, don't forget to subscribe and perhaps leave a review so we can reach more fellow language lovers.
And if something grammatical is making your brain do acrobatics, shoot us an email with your questions at grammarlab@pagepods.com. That's grammarlab@pagepods.com. You can find our email in the show notes along with the link to subscribe to our newsletter for the latest episodes and full transcripts.
Until next time, keep your sentences active and your mind even more so. Happy grammaring.
Farewell from the lab.